Blog Talk Radio.
The handsome, the debonair, I mean the extreme, James Kessy. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, every time I hear that song, this is why, James, I've been out there posting, like, please give me a new intro song. Because my laugh is so retarded and I'm so over it that.
No. I have to disagree. I love the laugh, and then at the very end, the awesome. I mean, it's got so much character, and I think it sounds great, but that's just my opinion.
Thank you so much. I'm just like so over it, you know. I mean, it's been the theme song forever, so I'm just trying to put that out there. And, you know, if anyone's interested in writing me a theme song, and we'll win, like a write-up in the magazine. So definitely, you know, for the effort and for the time and the creativity, you get a write-up. So hit me up and let me know how you guys feel about that. But anyway, on tonight's show, the topic is being materialistic in a relationship. Is it a good or a bad thing? But before we get into that, you know, James, tell us about any upcoming projects that you have so we are updated on you first and foremost.
Well, currently we're working on the debut album, Just Me. It'll be called Just Me. And even sooner, we're getting ready to release our first single, which will be Loving You. Working on some other projects too as well. And as a matter of fact, we were just in Passport Studios doing some stuff about 4 or 5 days ago. So that's what we're doing right now. We're working hard and in the studio and putting in work.
Right, definitely. So when is that going to be? Like an estimate, if you don't know for sure, so everybody can be in tune to that as well.
We're working on trying to release the single right now, as a matter of fact, within the next couple of weeks. There's some things that we have to do first. And for the artists out there that don't know, make sure your songs and your tracks are registered with SoundScan or something like that to make sure that, you know, it's picking up and, you know, you can feed back your royalties and things like that. It's very important. And even touch on that even more, make sure your songs and your tracks are all coded before you upload them or send them anywhere. Make sure your tracks are coded. If anybody's got any question on that, you can definitely ask, and I'll give you more advice about that. But that's very important. Make sure you get your money and somebody else doesn't.
Absolutely. That was very good advice, you know, definitely, because I haven't even thought about that aspect of it all. So this is why you're so amazing, you know, because if I didn't know you, I wouldn't have known that little – you know, detail, and I don't think a lot of people out there would have known that little detail. So it's always good to have somebody like James by your side. So if you guys are not friends of his or supporters, fans, stalkers, crazy people, whatever you want to call them, go and like his fan page right now. I'm about to post his fan page on my wall for those that, you know, are a little lazy like Miss P and don't like to do things, and I'm definitely about to post that. So before we even get into any of this topic, let's play one of James' songs. And the song that I'm going to play is Loving You. It's just ironic enough that that's the video that's about to be out soon. So let's listen in. For any questions, for any concerns, or just to voice your opinion, 818-495-6975. That was Loving You by James, the one and the only, okay, my guest host tonight. That's hot. I love that song.
I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it, especially the talking ad-libs of it all. Like, that's sexy. What you doing? What you doing? You know? Thinking about you. I'm like, whoa. Huh?
Real quick, you know, I just have to say, you know, pay recognition to two very important people, at least in that song. One is my cousin. Bubba B, who did an amazing job on picking up that song. I mean, it was phenomenal. He really made that part come to life on the rap part. And then the other person is Miss Amber, Amber Kessie. She's an amazing woman, and that was kind of off the whim. At first, she didn't even know she was being recorded. So it was an amazing job by everybody, and then also Boss Love for putting it all together. So. That I just want to give those shout-outs. And, of course, Keyshawn Kessie for making that track, which is amazing.
Definitely is amazing. And shout-out to all you guys that have something to do with bringing that to life, because it's really a good look. I love it. I really do. And I look forward to all the things that you have to come, really, because you're very talented. You know, I like your vibe. I like where you're coming from. And most of all, like I said, and I'll say it a billion times, it's just I just like your heart, where you're coming from and where you're going. You know, I'm just right there with you. So thank you for being family, James. I want my pancakes. No. Okay. So we have a few minutes before Michelle call in. So let's kind of touch on the basis of this topic a little bit. You know, is being materialistic in a relationship a good or bad thing? What's your opinion on this, James?
I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to say it's a bad thing straight off the cuff. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Materialistic things, building a relationship on materialistic things is a bad business, and it's not building a sturdy and solid foundation.
Right. Definitely. Because, I mean, I can't see how it would even be a controversy of it being a good or a bad thing. Because I just think that is a bad thing, because if you're just based on materialistic possessions, then you're not really based on the love of the individual. You're not there for that. You're there for what you can get out of the person. And I think that's where that term comes from, if, you know, if I can say so, like gold digger, whether it's a male or a female. You know.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think, you know, someone that comes in, you know, to a relationship, like, you know, for the cars, the clothes, whatever, or the potential of what might be materialistic-wise, it's not coming in for the right reasons. So what happens when you take it all away? What, you're not in love with them anymore? They're not who you want anymore? Well, of course not, because you weren't in love with them to begin with. You just wanted what they had.
Exactly. That is exactly my point. And I think that, you know, not to throw something morbid into the conversation, but at the same time, it's just like a lot of those women or men that kill their spouses or set them up or whatever just out of greed. It was never about the love of it all. It was just about what you can get out of it. So I think when it comes down to today's topic that, you know, being materialistic is not really focused on – it's okay to be materialistic because, you know, everybody likes nice things no matter what it is. But at the same time, I just think that if you're going to indulge in a relationship with someone, base it off of love, you know, and care and growth and potential with the person outside of just what they could buy me.
I agree 100%. I mean, if you're going to get into a relationship, you know, like you said, based off of love, based off of getting to know that person, you know, it doesn't really matter how fast you move as long as you guys are moving at your own pace. And you guys work together, you know, to build things and things that have value, you know, to a certain degree, but nothing takes more value than the actual relationship itself, no matter what it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if anybody has any comments on this topic for tonight, you can give us a call at 818-495-6975 and voice your opinion to me and James, because we would love to hear it. What's your feedback on this? I mean, is it good or is it bad? Let us know, you know, let us know. So before we have Michelle on and everything like that, because we have a few more minutes and I'm just going to push the gun a little bit. So she sent me a couple of songs and I was having such a hard time. I'm just so not computer savvy, I swear. But I finally figured it out because I was determined. I didn't want to give up on myself like that. So I definitely figured it out, and I picked two of her songs to play for tonight. And the first one I'm going to play is called Dreams. So let's listen in to Dreams by Michelle Bennett.
Money, the whole sky money. I want that running out the bank, do or die money. I want that Rari and the Emirates of Dubai money. I live in cloudy days, damn sure they ain't sunny. Feeling famished, I stay hungry. Playing my hand with these cards that I was dealt. Working hard, no days off, chasing wealth. So I stay motivated, sitting comfortable with no misdirection. I'm dealing in connections. So what you need, cars, girls, or protection? That's whip, whores, and weapons. World War III. I'm just a product of where I be mentally. Opening the pages to my wildest desires. Frequent flyer, I aspire to inspire. Then turn around and retire. Plans on inheriting the throne. Tire full circle, call it Firestone. This drive is something no one can ever take from me. So when I'm making moves, I'm making money. Success is what most these cats say that they striving for. fame and glory, what a lot of these cats end up dying for. Me, I just wanted a driver to open up my door and the biggest suite up on the highest floor. I got the keys to an even better day. The best that you heed what I say, even the ones with your minds blank. So now clap for me as I emerge amongst the highest ranks. Bigger than you, the colors fade with the pictures I'm painting for you. B.I.G. said you're no one till someone kills you. I say you're no one till the crowd fills you. You feel me? Imagine in reality, Mortal Kombat flows, a fatality. I love this perfect illusion that this shit is oh so amusing. Back to reality where life is oh so confusing. The heart of a lion mixed with the pride of a tiger. The game's a jungle, so you either getting paid or paying pipers. I don't fuck with the industry, it's like jealousy. They only accessory, and I wouldn't mess with me, cause I really take it wherever it is necessary. Like these cats, when you try to make it, calling you whack, but then you blow. They're like, why ain't she calling me back? What goes around comes around, cause and effect. But the more calm is in my check, the more calm and collect. Fuck, I'm relaxed, comfort from reaching brackets of a higher tax. Couple made backs, on backs, on backs, pushing for these triple, triple, triple platinum plaques. Life of my dreams, what this money can buy. Pinch myself cause I feel like I'm floating oh so high. Life changing fast, blink of an eye. Never been regular, now you know why.
That was Michelle. How you like that, James? That song is fireballs.
That song is fire right there. I mean, she killed that track. I mean, someone put some water on it because it's smoking right now. It's on fire.
Throw a whole entire ocean on it because I loved it. You know, I really did. I was just like, wow, it's a nice smooth flow. It's mellow, you know, and I just love the chorus. Don't F with me, don't F with me, really? Like, that's how I've been feeling lately, Michelle, for real. Don't do it. Okay, so that's going to be probably my anthem from now on. I'm just going to play that. Somebody get on my nerves, I'm about to just send them this track. But anyway, without further ado, let's get Michelle on the line. Hey, Michelle,
hey guys.
How are you? How
good,
are
you
today?
You? I'm great.
Good.
I will not F with you, I promise. Thanks for having
me. It's all good. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're thrilled. I'm thrilled to have you and James on the show, actually. It just made my day.
James is my Facebook friend, homie. We go back. So it's cool to be on the show with him at the same time.
Exactly. And that's why I set it up that way.
Smart woman. Smart woman.
Nice
talk to you, James, by the way. I was really digging it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You're amazing, though. It's not about me tonight. It's about you. I mean, that was an amazing song. That's just one of them. Everybody that's listening, that's just one of her amazing songs. I mean, she's always on the grind, always putting in work. Every time you turn around, she's in the studio. She's making new songs. She's collabing with somebody. If you guys aren't paying attention to her, y'all are missing out big time.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
No, that was a mouthful right there because, you know, that's the same way I feel. You know, after listening to these songs, you know, I was just, like, blown away. Like, really? Really? And I don't call myself anyone's fan. I'm like, I support you, but I'm not a fan, you know. But I don't know. You had me on the ledge, Michelle. You had me on the ledge.
All right.
I was about to do a crossover.
Let's push you over. I'll be stepping up a little bit more and getting crossover.
Okay.
No, I appreciate
exactly.
That.
So, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Well, I mean, I've been listening to, like, hip-hop, rap for, you know, since since CDs were out and tapes and all that, you know, back in the day. So, I mean, growing up listening to it, I've always written. And, you know, I had, like, a business background, so I kind of always, you know, I was raised more kind of focused on that, you know, the whole, the music industry is hard to make it kind of thing. So I focused on that, and I've been really successful. And, you know, about, like, a year and a half ago, I just decided, you know what, like, you only have one shot in life, and I might as well go for it. What do I have to lose, you know? So I just started, you know, writing, recording, and I actually started out seriously recording my raps on my iTouch, like my iPod. And I would straight post them up on Facebook from there. And then, you know, I started getting, like, a good little feedback from people. And I was like, okay. Because the thing with the Internet is people can be cruel. So you get the honest truth, at least, you know, because people get real brave when they have the computer screen, you know, between you and them. So
absolutely.
You know, you get a little bit more honest opinion than your friends who are going to, you know, support you no matter what. So I just started doing that, and then it just kind of went from there, and now I've just been recording, and I'm actually working on a mixtape now that is probably going to drop towards the end of February, and I have some other stuff that I'm working on, some actually pretty big stuff that I'm not allowed to share yet, but I will make sure that I let you guys know first, and maybe we can do another interview
follow
or something
up
like that when I'm
absolutely
able to share that. But yeah, it's good stuff. I'm really excited. It's just, it's an amazing feeling in itself, just when you're able to, like, pursue your dreams and passions and have it, you know, at an accelerated rate. Because, I mean, I've really been recording, like, off of my iTouch probably, like, less than 6 months, seriously. And things have really kind of manifested pretty fast. So I'm pretty excited, and I'm looking forward to the future and see where this goes.
Right, absolutely. I mean, to know that you can even have that savvy to do it off of a iPad is just blowing my mind right now, because I've had a Mac forever, and I still don't know how to use it, only know how to turn it on. So that's amazing.
That's
to me.
Battle,
not only can,
you can get
right,
it on.
like, not only is she, like, good at lyrics, she's also, like, good at turning things on and working them. Okay, guys, I really have to hang out with you.
Things on.
Turning things on,
like,
and making music and, you know, doing all kind of unique stuff that Miss P could never do. So I'm really feeling that, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. No, you got to thank Steve Jobs for that, because seriously, those iTouches and those Macs, I mean, the stuff that you can get on there, because they have an application. It's literally called Pro Studio App. And actually, shout out to them, because they're totally cool. I talk to them all the time. But that's how I learned. They have, like, a recording application. You can upload beats and then record over the beats and then upload them to SoundCloud, which is a site you can post music. I mean, it's amazing, the technology nowadays. If they would have had that when I was a kid, who knows where I'd be right now. I might be chilling with Jay-Z in some island. I don't know.
You know, so is music something that you wanted to do, like, your entire life, or was it something else you had a passion for when you were growing up?
No, music's always been it. Music. I mean, I feel like music's something that when, if you're in, you know, it's something you feel in your soul, it's kind of a something you can't really turn off and on. So I always pursued the business side just because that's what I was kind of raised and taught that I had to do. And so now that I'm an adult and I can make adult decisions, I made my own, which was to pursue the music. So, music's always been a part of me. I mean, I have videotapes that if they ever leak, I'm going to be embarrassed from, like, fourth grade, like, making all my friends sit and watch me perform, like, some Mariah Carey or, like, who knows, whatever I was listening to at that time, you know, some sing-song, you know, I think it was Vanessa Williams back in the day, like, you know, that kind of stuff. And my poor friends would sit there and just watch. I'm like, you guys want to get up? Nope, nobody else wanted to. So I'd be like, okay, I'll perform again. So, you know, it's definitely always been a part of who I am, but I've just decided to take it to another level. I've actually, you know, I'd probably like to do music not just on the artist side, but the business side too, eventually later on down the road, maybe have a record label of my own and see where that goes, and, you know, help other artists pursue their dreams.
Absolutely, and that's a good vision right there. I'm going to take a call. It's 214-783-5786. Caller, thanks for calling you on the air with Ms. P, James, and Michelle. How are you tonight? Caller? Okay. I'm going to just put you back on so you can just listen in, because, you know, for those that are on the phones, if you guys don't want to talk to Michelle, James, and myself, then don't press 1. okay, because it lights up for me to know that you guys want to say something, okay? So anyway, back to the interview. So James, is there anything you want to ask Michelle?
I'm looking at everything like that. I'm just like, what? I'm kind of in shock. I mean, but not so much in shock after, you know, watching her work and watching her music and stuff like that. I mean, she's just different than everybody else, and her style is different, her flow is different, her work ethic is different. It's just something that, like, you know, you can look around and you see all these cats on here, you know, just use Facebook, for instance. They don't want to put any work, and then they sit around with the boo-boo lip talking about, you know, why doesn't anybody give me love and all sort of stuff. I mean, if I can ask you, what do you think separates you from everybody else? I mean, what are you doing different? What is it about you? I mean, what do you think?
Honestly, from what I've noticed, because prior to this, you know, I've been in real estate, and I've been very successful in that as well. And, you know, a lot of times people, you know, especially with the market, you know, everybody kind of knows what's been going on in the country. And so people are, like, shocked when, you know, they see that I'm doing well. And I think the thing that separates me, and this is just in, with the, you know, business side from and with music, is that I feel like I'm just a genuine person. I try to be a good person. It's not always about what can I get from someone or what is, you know, look at me. It's just I'm going to do me regardless. And I'm actually pay attention to other people. And I feel like when you pay attention to other people, then it's a natural mutual thing, you know. So I've noticed that has a lot to do with it. Like, I really support other artists, and I try to, you know, be involved in supporting their passion because it's, you know, that's how people will support you back. You know, a lot of times people are really all about the selfishness and focusing on themselves, and that really isn't going to reward you in the long run. And I think also just maybe my business background has helped me in kind of, you know, like that saying, it's not about working hard, it's about working smart. Maybe I know where to, you know, I kind of put my resources in different places. I wouldn't say better, but, you know, different places, and that have helped me. But I don't know. And another thing is, too, is I'm not afraid of failure. I think a lot of times, like, in this business, it's, you know, we get caught up, you get one no or two no or two no's, or someone says they don't like something, and it starts to get in people's head, and it starts to make you go, well, you know, doubt yourself a little bit. And I kind of just tune that out. You know, that's just life. People are always going to do that. And a lot of times the better you are doing, the more that's going to seep in, and you just have to be able to block that out and just keep focusing on the good stuff. And the more you do that, the more that attracts back to you. So that's all I can really say. I don't think it's like a magic, you know, a magic potion or anything like that. It's just a matter of just being, I feel like at the end of the day, just being a good human being. If you're a good person and you have good intentions, the universe rewards you, like in the story.
Definitely. That's deep.
And who, I mean, I guess next question, I got another one leading into that one. I heard you mention about, you know, you mentioned Jay-Z, of course, which leads me to a kind of a question. Who are your musical influences? You know, who did you grow up watching, or who you watch now that, you know, influences you and your music and inspires you, you know, musically?
I'd say, like, well, growing up, I mean, I was a big, you know, of course, being on the California side, you know, the NWA kind of stuff, but I really liked Nas. He's probably been one of my favorites since growing up. Nas, of course, Jay-Z. There's a group called Binary Star. They're kind of like underground. They're West Coast. I like their music. They're more conscious MCs. Like Mos Def, Talib Kweli, Common, artists like that. You know, nowadays, like, the music, you know, it's saturated with a lot of the garbage. I'm not really a fan of that. You know, I'll never hate on any artist like the Lil Wayne's or the Drake's. I mean, they're great. The wordplay and all that stuff, but it's just not my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? So I would say more like back to the lyricist days, like the Nas's and Mos Def and Common, people like that.
Right. Absolutely. I agree. I mean, I like a hot beat. That's it. I don't know what you're talking about, but the beat's hot.
No, I mean,
but it shouldn't be like that, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, you could do, and that's the thing. I think a lot of people are starting to cross over now. I'm noticing, you know, you got that Drake and Common beef going on, but you know, Drake goes hard. I mean, he does. But the thing is the reason that guy's at the top right now is a lot of it, like you said, it's the beat. And someone actually said this to me one time, and I think that every artist, because when they said that, it sunk in my head, is stop trying to take average beats and make them dope by rapping over them, but get hot beats and make them doper by rapping over them.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's so true, because that's what a lot of people do. We get beats and we're like, okay, well, I can make it sound good. But the beat should already sound good before you get on it.
Right.
And that's where I think these guys are, you know, at the top of the charts. It's because they got these top producers that are just putting out these, you know, bangers, and then they're getting on them. And you could be saying crap, and people would still be filling in the club because it's got that right beat to it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have another caller, and I'm going to take it. 818-262-8100. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Ms. P, James, and Michelle. How are you this evening?
Yeah, right here. This is Neil calling, and I'm in real estate, and I just like everything that Michelle is saying about no fear. And I just want to get on and tell her that song is really dope. I'm not really a big rap fan. I mean, I like some of the stuff like Lil Wayne and The Game, Scarface, Chamillionaire, maybe some Lloyd Banks, but Michelle's really got it going on, and she's converted me from real estate to liking rap music. So
thank you, Neil. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing great. You know the real estate market right now.
Yeah, it's
on a rise.
Waves, doesn't it? What's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the real estate on the rise? Like, should I invest in something? I have you guys on the phone. This is good. Neil, I might have to set up an interview with you so we could talk about real estate, seriously.
That's right. Well, Michelle's got it. She's got both worlds covered.
Well, I mean,
oh,
Neil can sell you the house, and I can finance the deal. How about that?
Okay, that sounds great to me.
I do the loan side, so yeah. Rates are good right now. They're at an all-time low, historic low they've ever been. They're in the low threes, so... Definitely now
right.
is a good time for people to buy if you have. I mean, how are housing prices right now, Neil?
Housing prices are still good. I mean, they've been inching up a little bit, but the rates, like you said, are the lowest in 60 years. So,
mm-hmm.
you should be in a hurry right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. If somebody has money to invest, now's the time.
Buyer's market.
No, that's right. Well, we really appreciate you, you know, being a supporter of Michelle, and we really appreciate you giving us a call in tonight, Neil.
Always. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to stay on, and I'm going to listen to the
yes.
rest of the show.
Thank you so much, Neil, for being a supporter.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So how you like that? I mean,
awesome.
God, Michelle, you're just pulling people out of their suits from their offices and desks and things and calling in.
You know, honestly, can I say something real? Sorry to interrupt you, but that really means a lot to me because that's one thing that I've really witnessed with Neil and like the other people that are in the real estate business that I'm in is that I was heavily involved in the real estate and like on some committees and things like that. And every single person that I know has supported me. It wasn't like it was a big issue for me to transition. Like everyone's like, what are you doing? Why? You know, no one's done that. Everyone's been super supportive, you know, kind of watched my progress. So it means a lot to see that, you know, people that you're in business with still support you regardless. So thank you to Neil. That means a lot. I really appreciate that. That was real cool.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate everyone who's taking the time because can I just say, guys, the chat room is open and it's all full. And, you know,
awesome.
People are calling in left and right, you know, just listening in. So I do appreciate everybody who's tuning in tonight. But before we go any further with Michelle, let's play another song because I'm anxious to listen to this one. This one is Kisses of the Sound. Let's make it happen, guys. 818-495-6975.
Blood pressure rising like it's trying to match the music pace. I know this one's so good, you feel it deep inside your soul. Total exhilaration, let go and let that bass take control. Feels like I'm flying, hovering above the space like Marty McFly. Back to the future, my sound is the future. Better get it straight, get caught up in the sound wave and hang 10 Brody Point Break. Turns the radio playing songs that I have never heard. I don't know what to say.
Yes, Kisses of the Sound. I love it. I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Let's just finish the show by saying thank you to each other. Thank you.
Right, exactly. So what's inspiring you to write these songs and where you coming from? Because it's like, I like the way you flow because it's like, it's in your face, but it's just not like rah, rah. You know what I mean? It was like,
yeah.
I don't know how to even explain you. It's like mellow, sexy, flow, cool, in your face, like hot. I love it. Different.
I don't know. I think with like my, well, what inspires me with to write, it all depends. Like different tracks. I mean, some of them like that Kisses of the Sound, I just try to, you know, I had the hook already on it. So I just kind of try to write, you know, verse to match, you know, the chorus. But a lot of times it just depends on, you know, whatever mood I'm in. But I think with my voice, what I've tried to like kind of set myself apart from a lot of other like, you know, artists or girl MCs that have been out is not to keep the femininity, you know. At the end of the day, I'm still a woman, and I don't want to come off trying to be too, you know, too masculine because rap is, you know, predominantly male, you know, art or game, so to speak. And so I just try to keep the, you know, femininity alive.
Yes, definitely. And that you have done. A lot of people in the chat room are saying that they love the song. It's a hot beat. They love your flow. They like the song. You know, they like this one actually better than the first one. But, you know, it's like that. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have, like, a whole album, and you're going to continue to make music. But, you know, everybody's not going to appeal to everything, and that's the diversity
exactly.
of music, you know. And like mm-hmm. she said, she could take criticism, as can I. So if I was an artist, I would definitely love the good and the bad part of what I get back out of it, because at least
absolutely.
People are taking the time to listen and give an opinion on it, and you're not left
exactly.
oblivious, not knowing.
Right. Yeah,
uh-huh,
exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to stay humble and always be willing to grow. I mean, some people out there, I read some of these, you know, blog comments on like, you know, Jay-Z or like Drake, and people go in, and I'm like, there are just some straight mean people out there. I mean, it could be like the best song, and people still find stuff. So you just have to, you know, know what to take as, you know, actually factual to grow from, and what's just people just being miserable in their mom's basement. You know what I mean? You got to be able to know the difference. So.
Absolutely. But what's the best advice that you was ever given from anyone ever that keeps you grounded to what you do?
You're going to laugh at this one, but it probably ties into our topic of the show a little bit. And it's not anybody that I know, but it's an LL Cool J line where he says, man made the money, money never made the man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but that's always stuck with me because I feel like, you know, people tend to put, you know, people, you know, they say when they make it, people change or whatever. I think if you maintain your sense of humility throughout your career, no matter what level you're at, that is what keeps great artists great. You know, and the ones that tend to, you know, make it blow up, get a big ego, get all this cash, blow it, then they lose it. You know, you got to stay humble and just, you know, remember that it always, you never get anywhere alone. It takes an effort of people supporting you and helping you along the way and just, you know, never really forget that. So, you know, if I'm making 10, 20 million a year, I'm still going to be the same person on the phone that you were talking to me when I was making 100,000. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
Just to never forget your roots, really.
Right. And is that the advice that you would give any female artist that's out there coming up as well?
Yeah, I think just to stay true to who you are. It's harder being a woman in this game because a lot of times, you know, not all, because there's good and bad and everything, but a lot of times men tend to have ulterior motives when trying to work with, you know, women artists sometimes. So, and I've experienced a few slimy people along the way, and you just have to know, be able to be aware and know who's who and cut those ones loose the minute they step out of line, you know, because people will try to say, well, you can't get here without me. Oh, I'll get where I'm going without you. You can help me, but you're not going to stop me. So just to maintain that, you know, sense of self-respect and dignity and belief in yourself, really.
That's very good advice. We have another caller, 214-783-5786. Caller, you on the line. How can I help you today? Is there a question you'd like to ask, Michelle?
Yes, I would.
Can you
hear me?
Let's have it. Yes, we can.
What was your inspiration into getting into the music?
Hi, how are you?
How are you? I've been following you.
Well, who is this?
I've listened to everything you posted. Who am I?
Yeah. What's your name, by the way? Yeah.
We have Valerie.
We have Valerie.
I love Valerie. She's so supportive. How are you, Valerie?
I am fine, and I have loved everything you've posted. I've followed you faithfully on Facebook. I've listened to everything
you've
posted.
Thank you. You have always been super supportive.
And you have a great voice and a great view. And traditionally, I don't like hip-hop or rap, but you have sold me.
Oh, thank you. That really, that's a great compliment. Thank you very much.
What's your favorite song of Michelle's, Valerie?
The one you just played. That was the first one I listened to.
Kisses of the Sun? Sound,
that's the
sorry.
First one I ever listened to. Kisses of the Sound. That's the first one I've ever listened to. And that after I heard that one, I went back and listened to her body of work. And it gets better every time I hear it.
Aww.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really a very nice compliment. It means a lot. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's definitely a good feeling, Valerie. And we appreciate you to the fullest for being so supportive towards Michelle. And, you know, there's people like you that probably make people like Michelle and James and all the other creative people out there just go, you know, more at what they have to do every day because of people like you. And we wish that it was a million like you, Valerie.
There are a million of us out there. It's just the people getting up the courage to speak out because Michelle and James and also you, Miss P, are very humble in what you do. You're always very direct. You're always very concise and clear in what you say. When you're networking on Facebook, and I do track all three of you,
you are sincere
in everything that you say and do. And I really appreciate that, and that makes me want to follow the three of you even more.
Oh, my goodness. Valerie, I'm about to find you on Facebook right now, and then I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to give you a big hug because you just
Let's
made
group
me.
Hug right now.
We're going to do a virtual hug. Group hug, everyone. Group hug. It's definitely awesome to have your support, Valerie, and I do appreciate you giving us a call in tonight. Thank you so much for all that you are and all that you do.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And you guys keep going on. Each one of you, James, and Miss P, and Miss Michelle.
Thank you,
Valerie. You're talented, each and every one of you in your own right. And just be yourself. You will go far.
Yes. Thank you so much for all of that.
And keep God first. Okay.
Yes.
We love you.
Thank you
so much.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Yeah, that was
Bye,
so, Valerie. You know what, before I can say anything else, I just have to say, like, honestly, that means a lot to me.
Definitely.
It does. It really does because, you know, the things that we out here trying to move in life with is just like, I feel like each one of us, like she just said, are here for a reason, not just the seasons. So once you find that within yourself, what you really, you know, what you have in store for yourself, it's just an amazing feeling. So when you have people like Valerie and, like, you know, a few of my supporters out there with that's always on the show adamantly, like Tisha and Fee Sexy Ma, they're always on the show. It's just, like, a good feeling to know, like, I'm doing something right and this is the road that I'm supposed to be on. You know, because we all get discouraged and we all get to that point where it's like maybe I should not be doing this or whatever the case may be. But it's people like Valerie, Fee Sexy Ma, and Tisha that makes it all, like, a wonderful experience. So shout out to you ladies, and thank you so much for supporting us always. Definitely.
Absolutely. That's motivation keeps you going.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I almost went to tears, like, oh, my God. And I feel so bad at the same time because I'm like, who's Valerie, you know?
Well, no, see, you know what?
I have to get to know her.
It's crazy how people don't even sometimes I don't know if they realize the impact of like what one comment can make for your day. I mean, there's been days when I wake up, you know, we're all human. I have good days and bad days, and I wake up, I'm like, I'm tired, I don't want to do this, I'm worn out, and then I go on Facebook or something or SoundCloud, and I have like one comment from somebody that says, you know, this song is, you know, great, whatever, something that they may not realize is, you know, such an impact, and it will literally reverse my mood around and get, okay, there, that's, you know, reassurance of why I need to keep doing this. And so that really does mean a lot. Absolutely agree with you.
Definitely. We have another caller. Michelle and James, y'all just tearing it up tonight on the show. 214-783-9240. Caller, you on the air.
Hi. How are you guys?
Finding you. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Amber. I'm originally from Texas.
Yay. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber.
You?
Hi. I just wanted to call. I'm a first-time listener, but I'm totally digging Michelle's music. I'm a big
Thank
fan of James's, but this is the first time I've heard Michelle's music, and I just wanted to call and say I loved it. I'm totally going to find
much.
You guys on Facebook.
Yes,
Thank
please
you, Amber.
Do. Please do. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen and also to come on and support James. You hear that, James?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
on here because of
appreciate
you.
It, Amber. I appreciate it, Amber. Very much. Words can't tell how thankful I am, and I appreciate you calling in and taking the time out of your day to call in and support us.
Absolutely.
No
I'm in love with Amber and Valerie. I don't know how much love I have left in me, but I'm going to spread it around. I'm going to make sure it gets a little bit to everybody.
Can we get Valerie back on the phone and everybody at the same time, big old group hug?
Okay, a big old group hug, definitely. So, Amber, we really appreciate you taking the time to call in, and we look forward to all that's come with you as far as, like, the support system. And you're always welcomed on the show. Always welcome
on
here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Amber.
Thank you, Amber. Always
supportive. I don't even know what to say. It's just too much mushiness going on. You know, it's like, if I knew this was all going to be happening... Exactly. If I knew this was all going to be happening, I would have had a box of Kleenex right here next to me. Okay? Seriously. So I wanted to touch on the basis of the topic today, Michelle, and get your input on it. And basically the topic is, you know, is it a good or a bad thing, you know, to be materialistic in a relationship? What's your input on that?
Absolutely not. I actually heard what you said at the beginning of the show, and I kind of I laughed when you said not to be morbid, but you're absolutely dead on with that, no pun intended. But, it really does, you know, people get greedy and it changes things. And you hit the nail on the head with that, really. I think, you know, love comes and goes more likely when there's money involved. I mean, if you love someone without any other thing besides the relationship involved, money comes and goes. Money can go up and it can go down. And if you come in the relationship only because the basis of money and then it goes away, then what do you have left? You know, so I absolutely think materialism, if you want nice things, then work hard to earn them yourself.
Exactly, because it means more. It means more, in
absolutely.
My opinion. So we have someone in the chat room, and they just made a comment on the topic, and basically the brother teacher, he said, I don't think being materialistic in a relationship is always bad as long as it's a balance. People like nice things.
Right. Balance is key, but if you go into a relationship strictly for those material things, then, yeah, it's a problem. We all like nice things. I mean, I don't know one person that can honestly say they don't like something, you know, nice stuff, but at the end of the day, if you really want those things so bad, if that's the only reason for going into the relationship, then that's the wrong reason. You can, you know, can't really say that that's a good reason to go into a relationship.
Absolutely. So we have somebody else on the line, 214-783-9240. You on the line. State your name and where you from, please.
I think that was our last call. I think that was Amber.
Hello?
Yeah, I think that was Amber. I think it may have just been still sitting in queue.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. I apologize about that. I'm getting old, guys. Bear with me. You know, so, James, is there anything else you wanted to ask Michelle?
When you're making your music, I mean, what's your goal as far as the music that you make? Are you trying to reach a certain audience, or are you trying to deliver a message? I mean, what is behind you, you know, your tracks and your music? What's behind it?
I just think my own personal, you know, beliefs and experiences. I don't really have, you know, when I try to reach an audience, I wouldn't say a select audience. I would just say human beings in general, more like on the, you know, emotional level, conscious level, spiritual level, things that, you know, anybody as a human could relate to, you know, life in general. So, I mean, I'm not going to rap about, you know, selling drugs, something like that, like, because I haven't, so I can't rap about that. I can only speak about things I've been through myself. So just life on a day-to-day basis, you know, the emotions that we all go through, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, all of it. So when I write, that's usually, a lot of times I'll take, like, something if, you know, my friends have gone through recently, I've witnessed something, I'll kind of channel that to write about, or just personal experiences I've gone through.
Definitely. So tell the people, because everyone is asking in the chat room, where can they find you? What's the social medias and stuff like that they can find you?
Okay. You can actually, everything is M-Benz, which is not like Mercedes-Benz. It's actually two N's. So it's M, B like boy, E-N-N-Z. And you can find me on Facebook.com, M-Benz, Twitter.com, M-Benz, YouTube.com, M-Benz, SoundCloud.com, M-Benz, Tumblr, M-Benz. I'm on every pretty much social media site with M-Benz. So it's M-B-E-N-N-Z. Yeah.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. You just inspired me to say something. If you're an artist and you're not listening to her websites and everywhere she's at, listen very closely and listen how simple it is. Not bash anybody that's got all these crazy different sites, but she's got it very simple for other people to find you. I mean, that's something that it's very important.
Thank you. Yeah, M-Benz. It's not like M-Benz and then the next site it's Michelle Bennett or M-Benz 23579. It's all M-Benz, so you can find me all in one spot. So my website's in the process of being built right now too, so it's not up yet, but when it is, it will be www.mbenz.com. So those are all the links you'll be able to find me in.
And if anyone's looking for Michelle right now and don't feel like looking, I just posted her page on my page, on the Intune Show page. So go find her, click on it, friend her, listen to her music, support her.
Thank you so much.
Do it because I said so, okay? Y'all know I don't play with you guys.
You know what she said, don't F with her.
right, don't F with me. Today is not the day. Okay, definitely.
Sorry, James,
so
what was that? Sorry,
I'm going to post it on my page, too.
Okay, thank you. And I will post up your links for my friends who need to get a hold of you guys. I'll post them up as soon as I get off the phone. I'll post up Miss P and also James's links.
Yeah, definitely. And then for those that are listening or miss half of the show or some of the show or whatever the case may be, I'm going to wrap it all up and then I'll have it where it's accessible for those to listen to the show. So it's definitely going to be archived and it definitely can be reviewed at people's time. You know, whenever they feel like it, it'll be there for them to follow up with the link for those who missed it, part of it, or whatever, just tuning in. Definitely
okay,
a good thing.
Great.
Yeah, definitely. So, Michelle, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time
tonight.
Yeah, I was really excited about it, and, you know, you're everything I thought you would be. Yay!
Oh, thank you. Same here. I love your voice, your New York accent. I love New Yorkers.
Oh, my God, what? You got
to
cut it out.
I know, I do. I am in New York, like, I'm in California born and raised, but I love New Yorkers. I don't know what it is. I always have. I love the city. I just love the accent, all of it. So when I heard your voice, I'm like, yes, when I was listening in at first. I'm like, oh, she's got the New York voice, yes. So, but I really appreciate, honestly, the time, you know, and an opportunity to be on the show. And I was super stoked to hear James was going to be on it. So thank you so much, James, for the support you've been giving me and Miss P too, both of you continued support. It really means a lot. So I'm excited to see this video of James. When it drops, make sure you let me know so I can check it out.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. You continue to let me know when everything, you finish a track or a video. You know you always have my support too, so.
Definitely. I appreciate it, guys. And I'll be listening in the rest of the show so I can hear this advice about materialism.
Okay,
not
a problem.
Right,
but I don't think you really need it. I think your head is already on straight. You know, the basis of this show is for people who don't have their head on straight.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So this doesn't apply to you. This does not apply to you, but you're always welcome to listen in, definitely.
I do want to listen. I do want to listen to hear your voice. Okay.
Aw, thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. It was awesome. It was awesome. I knew it was going to be great. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
And then also, you know, Michelle coming on too just made it amazing. So.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just really, really excited that, you know, it all came together the way it did because, you know, a lot of people called in, a lot of people are in the chat room showing love, and it's definitely a good look, and this is what it's all about, you know, people coming together just to really pretty much support one another. You know, and I'm really feeling that, you know. Brother Teacher, I see you're on in the chat room going off. I'm about to read things that you've been saying in here. And so, you know, you have, I'll follow up on that. It says, I don't think being materialistic in a relationship is bad as long as there's, you know, a balance, which we already went through. And then he says that he has female friends who are fine and have no problem being an accessory, like a watch to the athletes. They choose that role. And that's true. because it's amazingly enough, there's a lot of women that basically don't mind doing nothing all day, not having a career, not having a life, not really utilizing anything but their significant other's pockets. So, you know,
if I can say something on that real quick, I mean, let's not give all the men a scapegoat. You know, men, y'all can hate me if you want to, but let's be honest, there's men out there too that do the same thing. They look for a successful woman, you know, and think they can just, you know, hang out with the boys all the time while she works and all that good stuff. It's both ways, you know, especially in today's day and age. It's both ways, especially with a lot of women being the sole breadwinners in the household or whatnot. So it's both ways, and either way is wrong. I mean, if that's all you're basing the rest of the relationship on.
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy. And then Brother Teacher also added his comment about, he says that the funny thing is when he sees so-called, you know, these conscientious sisters out here, they still play themselves when it comes down to celebrities. And I think pretty much what he's trying to convey is that, you know, there are women out here that be like, okay, I would never do this, I would never do that, and I guess portray like their head is on straight and things of that nature. But then when it comes down to an opportunity presents itself for them to go outside of that character, they would take it. A lot of them, and then forget about all their morals and everything that they had, and you know that they was, you know, the conviction that they had prior to meeting this individual.
Yeah, I can see that 100%. I mean, so like I said, I mean, either way, you know, it's, I don't think it's right, and I think it's wrong. Now, I understand what they were saying, how someone was like, it's okay, you know, to be materialistic. But again, it just goes back to, I mean, as long as that's not the basis of the relationship, then yeah, it's okay. We, like you said, we all like nice things, you know. But that's something that you two work hard together for. And when you both work hard together for it, you have more value and appreciation for it. And when, you know, things happen, because it's life, you know, not everything is fairy tales and candy canes and all that stuff, and real stuff happens, and you lose it, you want to know that you can go back to ground one and say, well, hey, remember when we didn't have anything? And it doesn't take a big effect, you lose it, you know?
Absolutely, because I think that the bottom line is, you know, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I'm only in school for psychology. I haven't achieved my degree yet. But I just think it all has everything to do with the fact of how a person, not even so much raised, but what people experience in their past, they always kind of filter to their present or their, you know, to the present life. So I feel like sometimes people are stuck on materialistic things and greedy about possessions because they didn't really have them. So when they get in a position to be exposed to certain things that they're not accustomed to, because we all grow up wanting big things in life. You know, and there's a lot of people that work really, really hard all the time and still can only make ends meet. You know, because of how inflation and all the crises we be having across the world and things of this nature. So I just think that when certain people are put in a position to have other, like they take it to the fullest extent. They, you know, ride it to the wheels fall off, so to speak.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of that too also has to do with what we see, you know, especially if we didn't have any positive role models or positive, you know, influences, you know, that would teach us that it's not all about, you know, the items and the things. Now what do we have left? Well, we got TV. I mean, different things like that. And every time you turn on TV, there's a 16-year-old getting a brand new Mercedes or something like that, you know. And that's what the teens are watching. You know, that's what the youth is watching. So naturally, if they don't have that positive influence, telling them, hey, it's not always about that, and you're not going to hit 16 years old in my house and get a brand new Benz or whatever. That's what they're going to expect. And so when they grow older, that's what they're going to want. They want those nice things because that's all they've seen. That's all they see now currently, even as an adult.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to take a call, 310-598-5254. You're on the air with Miss P and James. How you doing tonight?
What's going on, family? I'm Brother Teacher here. I'm just enjoying the conversation. You know, I was going to put my two cents in the conversation.
Yes, please do. I was enjoying you writing. I was enjoying this whole situation here.
I was just going to throw this out. You know, when we talk about it, you know, as negatives and positives when it comes to materialism, most of us grew up in houses when our parents were materialistic, wherein they put plastic over couches, you know, and stuff. You can't, or had dishes. You can't use this, or you can't sit there. That's for a special company that never showed up to the house. So, you know, that's where I first, became acquainted with materialism and whatnot and how it worked. And then when it comes to relationships, you know, and I just want to throw this out there, a lot of parents are teaching their children to be materialistic. They're saying, like, if he ain't got this much money, if he ain't got that, don't date him. And mothers are telling their daughters the same thing, and fathers are telling their sons to be materialistic. So we can't, on one side, say don't be materialistic and whatnot, and which cancels a whole bunch of brothers and sisters off to our daughters and our sons. You know, if we teaching them, they gotta have a college degree, they gotta have they gotta have so much money in the bank, they gotta have whatever. You know, and if we're gonna have a real conversation, you know, we gotta talk about how we are raised, you know, and what we are teaching and what we believe. Like, when we're looking for a mate, are we really keeping it real? Like, you know, saying that I'm not materialistic, you know, and stuff like that, or do we have our list, you know? And we all like nice things and stuff like that. So, you know, so when we come to a relationship, you know, whether it works or not, is how we were raised. You know, a lot of us are raised to be materialistic. Like, don't you go dare get no hood rat. Don't you go dare go get no girl that ain't got no college degree. Don't you dare go get nobody who make less than so-and-so. So I think that's materialistic teaching from the parent. And I just wanted to put that out there, see how people feel about parents teaching their children that, and do you think that's being materialistic?
You know what, brother? You have set me straight. Let me just say that real quick. You have gave me a broader perspective of the topic because I didn't even think like that. You know what I mean? So this is what it's all about, being in tune and helping each other, you know, and be in tune with things that, you know, maybe I missed or someone else wasn't thinking about. So I totally agree with you. Like, it does start from the home. Like you said, you took me back to the classic, and that's giving up ages, okay, brother? So don't ever come on the show like that again, okay?
Don't ever
come back on here talking about ages again, especially plastic couches, okay? Plastic slip covers.
I remember that. I might got to go to a therapist. You know, when I first got my house, I'm sitting on everything. I don't care how pretty the couch is, I was sitting on everything. That's how it went down. I'm saying, that's what's up.
Exactly. Like, and I'm not using silverware to eat either, okay? I'm not doing that. I wasn't raised that way. No, I'm just kidding. But
exactly.
I'm being a little dramatic.
But to be material, we put more emphasis on things than our children. Like, that was more important to me. That's what that message that sent me. Like, you can't sit on that because somebody more important is going to come in here than you and sit on that. Or you can't use this. Somebody more important than you going to come in here and use. So, you know, that was teaching me something subliminally, even though he wasn't telling me that. You know, that's the message I took from it, you know, and it just goes on when we get older. These things, these practices that we got, we wonder where we got them from, and then little simple nuances like that, we like, oh, okay.
Right.
I have to attest to that because I'm a victim of that. I had that room growing up that I couldn't walk in. We called it the off-limits room, and I have one of those in my house currently.
Oh my God! So let me find out, James. Brother done came on here and then just started unraveling stuff for everybody. Come on, brother, you see how you start?
But I'm learning. Like, you know, that's why I said discussions like this. You know, each one teach one. That's what it is.
Definitely. I definitely feel that, and I'm so grateful that you took the time to tune in and actually give us a call.
I'm
going to
fall back. I'm going to listen in the room and whatnot because I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm going to listen and I'm enjoying the show.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Yes, definitely,
yes,
brother.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight.
Yes, yes. I'm in the room. Yes, yes.
Okay. So that was awesome. I love feedback. I love different perspectives, and I love intellectual individuals that can open my eyes to something that I wasn't looking at. And I must say that brother's totally right that, you know, it starts from, you know, the time when the parents was like, take off your shoes to walk in the house. Don't get on the carpet. Walk on the carpet. Don't put your feet there. You can't lay on my couch because you're going to bend it in. You know, all that crazy stuff that our parents, like, you know, he like put into us that we probably wasn't even aware was happening, like he just stated. So that was a great point, brother. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. It's really, really good. So I'm going to take another call. Yeah, I hope everyone realized that, you know, when you press 1, it's kind of cueing me, telling me that you guys want to say something. So I hope when I'm picking up, I don't get silence. caller, you on the air. Okay, silence. So we did a lot of talking. We did a lot of talking. So let's just play a song real quick. You know, this one is Just Like That from Music from Heaven.
Fantasy, no. Tell me what you need. Anything I will do to please you, baby. Maybe you can make me yours forever. Say we get crazy and do this thing just like we should. Yeah.
She's so fine, I get up. She got me saying to.
From Heaven, and that was called Just Like That. I'm getting music requests for Diamond Dallas's music. And I'll play one of her tracks in a second. So, James, what do you think about that song?
Just Like That. I like that. They put in work on that one.
Okay, did you hear that harmonizing? I was like, wow.
Yeah. That's an artist that took the time to actually listen to the track and marry themselves to the track and not fight the track. You know, you can fight the track. What I mean by fighting the track, like, you got to get into the cut of the track, you know, just sink into the track. I don't care how many times you play it, sink in. Make sure your vocals, you know, sink into the track. Don't try to fight the track and go over the tunes. Your voice should actually complement the track and sound like another note, another
instrument. Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome. I want to give a shout out to Uptown 145. You know, I'm going to have him on the show. You know, he's definitely been supporting Miss P lately, so I just wanted to give him a quick shout out before it, like, slipped my mind. So much love to him. It's awesome. I love it. I love when I get good tracks. I do. I really do. Because it makes you, like, your head pop.
That was hot. They put in on that one. They put the foot off on that one.
Yeah, they definitely did. They definitely did. So I'm going to take another call. It's 770-837-1141. You on the air?
Hi, how are you guys doing? This is Kat from Queen Magazine. How are you all doing?
Hey, how are you,
Queen Magazine, morning.
Hi, my good big shout out to the P and to James. You know, I have mad love for you guys. I'm just, like, enjoying the show as always whenever I get a chance to tune in. To try to tune in, I'd be so busy and my schedule's so hectic, but whenever I get an opportunity to just sit down and relax, I'll take advantage of it.
Yes, absolutely, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule when you could be sleeping with all that you do to tune into the show tonight. So thank you so much for the love. What's your analysis on the topic of the night?
I love it because, you know, it's listening to the gentleman and how, you know, it's like I see a lot of stuff like that, you know, with the vain tissues. There's nothing wrong with taking care of what you'd be blessed with, because you should take care of it. But we shouldn't be so all possessive of it that we're afraid for it to get dirty. Sorry, it's going to get dirty, but, you know, anything in your home, if you deal with a person who wants a 100% spotless home, you better run like hell, because that's a miserable person and they're going to make you miserable too and drive you insane. Can't deal with somebody like, you know, like that. But he, like, put so much, just like the icing on the cake with it, and with the eye opener, and it just wasn't, I don't think a lot of people really have understanding and clarity with things when they, because they're taught a certain way for so long. It's like I was telling you, Missy, I think in a previous show, how, you know, a lot of people get upset when I say that I'm not black. You know, they look at me like, what do you mean you're not black? I'm like, we're not black. They take that offensively. You know, other brown people, and I'm just like, well, I'm not black. You know, I say, if you look at the word black, how it was portrayed on people of certain groups and certain race for something that was bad and derogative, why should I accept it? I don't have to accept that. So, you know, I have understanding of what that word means and why it was labeled to people who was not Caucasian and that was a brown complexion. So, you know, it's the same way with having an understanding with things and how he was saying how a lot of times, you know, the parents tell the girls, oh, don't get your bulk man, don't get your gold digger, don't get this, don't get that. I put it to this way. If I know that he has potential, and I know that he's not afraid to go get his hands dirty, he's going to do what he needs to do that's legal to survive and take care of himself, I would take a man like that any day over a pretty boy who's scared to get his nails chipped. Because someone like that will all be out on the curb. But I guarantee you, he'll go home somewhere. He'll go somewhere else. He'll go to another family where he can stay nice and warm and leave his family abandoned. But I want a man like that, you know? So he said a whole lot, just so much, and that made us like, wow, you know, it's very rare to find someone who has that same type of understanding. It's a really rare find in such a vain society right now. People are so vain pitches. They live from paycheck to paycheck and getting these high-tech cars that they pay almost $500 or more dollars a month with the car note and car insurance combined. You know, and they know they can't even really afford it. They're struggling like hell. You know, Robert Peters and Kay Paul, and that's not good because they're trying to, you know, have a lifestyle that they cannot afford.
Right. It's true. So brother is in the chat room again, and he just posed a question, and he wants to know, is materialistic and high maintenance the same thing? He just wanted to know our opinion on that.
No, I don't think it's the same thing because you can, you know, we're allowed to have our standards. We're supposed to have our standards because, you know, our creator has standards. and he has high standards of us as people, you know, but at the same time, he doesn't use that against us to beat us down and to make us and to belittle us. I think a materialistic person, right? That was what he was saying, like a materialistic person versus someone with high maintenance that has.
Yeah, he's asking, is it the same thing? Materialistic individuals and high maintenance individuals. And in my mind, I think it's the same thing.
I don't think it's the same thing. Say for instance, like for me. Okay, this is exactly, and I give you a prime example. I went to Baker's Shoe Store. I love Baker's Shoes. And I saw these shoes in there that I really liked. And they were for $80. And I always wanted a pair of Vera Wang shoes. And I went to this other mall, and they actually had a pair of Vera Wang shoes for that exact same price. I know Vera Wang shoes, the quality of the shoes is better than the quality of the pair I got at Baker's, even though those shoes are of great quality too. So I got the Vera Wang and I took one from Baker's back to Baker's because the quality was better. And there's nothing wrong with keeping yourself up. You can have high maintenance as far as like keeping yourself up, but when you're stuck up with it, where it's to the point that if it's not of a certain price, then you're not going to wear it. That's when you become materialistic. That's when the materialistic is come in. Oh, no, I can't wear that because it doesn't have this name brand on it. It doesn't have that name brand. Who walks around pulling people's names, tags out their shirts or their pants or their shoes, trying to see what kind of name brand they wear? What person in their right state of mind is going to do that? Nobody is going to know that you pay $5 for it versus $500 for it. If you know how to wear it and you wear it well, then you're not running out telling everybody how much you paid for it. So, you know, to me, I believe it's different because some people would consider me to be high maintenance because, you know, I like to wear nice things, but at the same time, not materialistic. Like, I don't go out there and put myself in a position where I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses. I don't try to live above my means. In other words, I live very modest and very humble in spite of the fact that I'd like to have things of quality. And I think that's where high maintenance comes in, when a person likes quality. But a lot of them don't know how to separate quality from quantity. They're thinking the more they have, then the better it is. You know, that's being materialistic when you want so much. You know, and nothing is never good enough for you, then you've even surpassed high maintenance. That person has just completely lost all sense of reality. You know what I'm saying? So it's a difference to me. That's just how I look at it, as being mm-hmm. different. I'm not going to go put myself in Thomas Wade because I like to wear things of certain quality and I like to have nice things. So people would consider that to be high maintenance, you know, but I'm not materialistic. I'm not going to go and max out a credit card just to get a pair of shoes or just to get a handbag or an outfit. No, I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I just appreciate you so much for taking the time once again to give us your insight because it's always one that I look forward to because I see you family. Yes. Definitely.
Thank you. I'm glad that you all had me on the show, you know, to give me, you know, outlets and how you all are just letting people to call in and, you know, share their point of views and their opinions because this is really good for people to share their point of view and opinions. And, you know, I wouldn't get offended if someone, you know, disagrees to what I said. But guess what? Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. And depending on
Absolutely.
How a person perceptive is, how they think, maybe even how they were brought up. They're not going to see things. They may not see things the same way as another person. But it doesn't mean that they're wrong. It doesn't mean that they're right either. So, you know, you can't just say, you didn't agree with me. You know, people argue over stupid stuff like that. I'm like, are you serious? Come on, calm yourself down. It's a conversation. Relax.
Yeah, absolutely. And we definitely appreciate you giving us a call in and everything like that. We have to follow up again soon.
Most definitely. I really appreciate it again. And shout out to everyone who's listening in, everyone who's in the chat room. I really appreciate this time to just call in. It's a pleasure, as always, to speak with you and to, you know, share opinions and thoughts and everything. So you guys have a blessed evening, but I'm going to continue to listen in, but, you know, my work is never done.
Okay, thank you so much, my love. Thank you so much. Yeah, so that was awesome. I love all the feedback tonight, James. I love all the people calling in, the chat room comments. I love everybody taking the time to support. It's really an awesome thing. We're about to get out of here, but before we do, we had a song request by Diamond Dallas. And unfortunately, Fee Sexy Ma, I don't have Top of the World on deck, but I definitely have Sex in the Morning. So I know that's another favorite of all the ladies out there. You know, I even had guys hitting me up asking me where could they get Sex in the Morning. So just to put that out there real quick is diamonddollars.bandcamp, and that's CAMP.com. So here we go. Here's for Fee Sexy Ma, Sex in the Morning. By Diamond Dallas. Yay! Love that song.
Oh, it's hot. Oh, God. That was hot right there. I'm going to go take a cold shower. I don't know.
Okay, for real. I was like, Sex in the Morning. I'm ready. Is it morning yet?
That's one of those two, 2 a.m. wake up calls right there. That's a hot track right there. That's awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm definitely going to move to a place where morning, like probably Alaska, where you have 6 months a day, 6 months a night, you know what I mean? So you can always have sex in the morning for 6 months.
6 24 hours around the clock.
Okay, definitely. So I just want to thank you, James, for taking the time again to tune in with Miss P and guest host with me tonight. I really, really appreciate it. I adore you, and I love you as a brother. So I had to add that in there, the brother part, because I don't want your woman beating me down, okay? So I love him as a brother. I love him as a brother, and I love you as a sister, whoever you are, okay? Definitely want to put that out there. So tell everybody again, once again, where they can find your social media networks and all of that.
You can Google me or just put it in Facebook, James Kessy, that's J-A-M-E-S, last name, K-E-S-S-E, and you can find me, everything is under James Kessy, the Twitter, the Facebook, you name it, I'm there, Reverb, I'm just about over at Google Plus, I just got on the Google Plus thing. If you guys are on Google Plus, it's awesome. I'm not promoting, I don't get paid, or anything like that, but it's awesome. It's a great networking site, too. So try to be everywhere and anywhere, but you can find me everywhere, James Kessy. That's it.
Definitely. So you guys, like I say all the time, because I play your tracks on rotation and stuff of that nature, but definitely, definitely look this man up. He is the best of the best of the best, totally. I love him to death, and he's just a given, loving individual, very passionate about all that he does. So if you're tired of all the fakes on Facebook, definitely eliminate them all. Get rid of 10 just for one of James, because James takes the 10 place of 10 people, seriously.
Yeah,
he's awesome that way. Yes, he's awesome that way. I want to give a shout out again to Michelle. Thank you so much for, you know, coming on the show and sharing your world with us. Shout out to Brother Teacher. Shout out to Tisha, Fee Sexy Ma, and everybody. Valerie, definitely Valerie. We cannot leave her out. Amber, you know, just everybody who participated in tonight's show to make it a success. I really do appreciate it, and I adore you all and look forward to all that's to come with each and every individual that surrounds the Intune Show, James Kessy and Michelle Bennett. Thank you so much.
And all, if I could just throw this in there, I mentioned earlier about the coding or your tracks before you upload them and put them on the net and all that stuff. If you have any questions, by all means, friend request me. You know, whatever. The easiest route probably is jameskessy.com. It's got all my links there. You can find me any kind of way you want to at jameskessy.com. Hit me up, and I'll be more than happy to explain to you what I found out while I was at Patchwork Studios about coding your tracks. Get paid and stuff like that, and someone else can get paid on your tracks.
Definitely. We want to make sure that, you know, no one gets your money, because that was a lot of problems back in the days when people were stealing people's stuff and getting paid off their royalties. So that's definitely a good point. So, as again, definitely, you know, reach out to James. He has that info for you guys. Definitely useful information, okay? So I thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I will be on Thursday at 10 p.m. And for all those that don't know, I'm trying to do this UVU thing, James. So we're going to talk about expressions like, you know, sex, adult stuff, you know, how to enhance, how to make it better and stuff of that nature. And, you know, for all those that's interested, you know, hit me up on Facebook and let's add each other and let's have this whole UVU thing and have fun. Let's be adult about it.
I'm actually looking up this UVU thing right now. I got to get on that.
Yeah, definitely. And the reason why I chose the UVU versus Skype is because with UVU, I found out from Fee Sexy Ma and Tisha that you can definitely add up to 6 people for free. So you can have 6 windows open from your account, and each person can add up to 6 people, which makes it like a whole big chat virtual thing.
Yeah, I'm
definitely
looking at that right now.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely into that, and I'm trying to make that happen. So if anyone's interested in that, my name on Skype and UVU is Precious CEO. Add me, because I'm definitely trying to make that happen. And I definitely want people to be a part of this that's mature enough to handle it, you know, respectful people. This is just conversation, guys. This is not like, you know, we're all going out to just be freaking each other. This is just definitely conversation and insight on perspective of, you know, how to maintain sexually. Period, because it's a topic that's not really touched on out there.
Mature adult conversations. I mean, it's adults being adults and knowing how to have respect and maintain while still having a great conversation, you know, and learning from each other. That's what it's all about, respect.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely add Tisha, which is TTEETEEBABE1. So definitely add her. She's a Uvu princess, okay? So definitely she's going to have to teach me how to go about using some of the sources on there as well. So I'll get up with you a little bit later, Tisha, about that. But again, James, and also add FeeSexyMa, and that's FeeSexyMa, add her on there, guys, because those two right there are sisters, and they're twin princesses of Uvu, okay? So anyway, without further ado, I'm not going to hold you up any longer than I have to. Thank you so much again, James, for just being extraordinary.
I appreciate it. Thank you for being you. In your words, awesome.
Okay, awesome. Have a good night, James.
Have a good night.
You too. All right. Yeah, guys, so that was James Kessie, and he definitely have a lot of projects and stuff coming up. His like page, if you haven't already done it, definitely sign on and like him. If you haven't liked Michelle Bennett's page already, definitely sign on and like the page. Stay connected. Stay in tune. Definitely add Tisha and Free Sexy Ma to your, list of individuals. And also MSP, Precious CEO. Not hard at all. And let's get this thing, turned up on Thursday nights where we can all come together and have this conversation in an adult way. So this sessions are going to be called Expressions, and it's going to be Thursday night at 10. So for all those that are interested in that, if we're not friends, then definitely friend me on Facebook under the Intune Show, okay? So my leave-in track, I always have to play a leave-in track on here, so let's see what I can, conjure up. And this one is called Rest in Peace by Rose.
Yeah, I bring the drama, young Tyler Perry. I'm a dog on a beat, pet cemetery. Money green like the Grinch, Jim Carrey. Got the cannon on me like Mariah Carey. Bang, let him rest in peace. Rap is such a beauty, so I got a beat. You know my flow tan like the sun on a beat. I'm trying to get it cash to if life is a beach. Taking over the game, extortion. Boss in the game, motherfucker Rick Rawson. You a baby to me, and I spit a Boston. Flow overflow, proceed with caution. Money in the air, what I call a salad tossing. Gotta stay on cake, like Boston. Taking flight, nigga, I'm Jordan. You full of bullshit, been Gordon. Been ballin', been swaggin' with Spalding. If she coming with the poker face, I'm going all in. You bring beef, I concrete, I ground beef. Every time I hear the beat, I come at it with sharp teeth. I'm a monster, at least I admit. Warrior Troy, call me Brad Pitt. Fucked up everything like a prom dick. Flow stay hot, nigga, like an armpit. Can I be a legend? Let me live forever. Been a pirate too long, let me find treasure. That's why I fuck the world, that is my pleasure. Who gon' do it better when I'm so better? Tryna go to islands that got one weather. Maybe one day, or maybe never. But I'ma do it like I had it. All about my bread, poop and song to my salad. Balls keep going, but this time won't allow it. Flow stupid, mentally challenged. Life is a race, so bring your new balance. Never had a pop, instead I got talent. Well, I guess it was a fair trade. Tryna make the hood love me like Kool-Aid. Don't play with the king like the Wayne Wade. For I bring the heat to you like the Wayne Wade. Swag sagging, I'm so tagging, I'm so bragging. Raw, raw, nigga, Dungeon Dragon. Beatbox, acapella, let's go classic. Just tone with a vest, cause my flow blasting. My chick a Barbie, no Minaj, classic. And she got a little flavor like chapstick. I'm a captain, yeah, I got proof. I'm a tiger like Tony, and I'm great too. Keep the party alive, nigga, I'm great Bruce. Way above y'all niggas, I sleep on God's roof. Time is running down, a few seconds left. Y'all niggas in the building, I'm the bomb threat. Word simulates your mind, call it brain sex. Flow so raw, I need latex. I'm young Rose with the Robin hat. I'm taking over, do you ride your back?
Yay! So that's Rest in Peace by Rose. And again, I want to give a shout out to Z Magazine too. For all those that are not familiar with Z Magazine, definitely look them up, like their page. I think they have like 3 pages now on Facebook. They're doing the daggone thing. And that's who called in earlier to give us her input on everything. And I adore her. She's like a sister to me, so I definitely want to not forget her and give her a shout out. So you can definitely look her up at the website, and that's www.zhemagazine.com. I definitely have to get this woman nailed down to something so I can have her back on the show. You know, feel free to add her under Zhemagazine LLC on Facebook. Or, you know, she's in the chat room right now. She put a link up, so you definitely can click on that and go straight to her page. So definitely want to show some love. And just wanted to put that out there that that last track that I just played was actually my son. Okay, he go by the name of Rose. So I definitely usually don't plug that out there like that when I play his tracks because he hates it. But that was definitely my baby boy. So I'm proud of, you know, his progression and where he's at with music right now. Let's make music, no babies. That's what I'm talking about. So definitely tune in on Thursday, you know, and we're going to have a show. I'm going to have a few girls, some strippers on the show. And it may sound like, oh, my God, some strippers. But listen, everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has something that they could add into this little melting pot of life. So definitely tune in for that on Thursday night at 10 p.m. And then we'll be taking it from there. So thanks again for everybody tuning in. I love you all, and I'll talk to you all soon. Have a good night.